You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show Podcast. WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 11:08 and change here in the Great Northeast, according to my Bacardo Jewelers watch. On this beautiful but cold Friday, December 12, 2025, this is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality Group, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but salute thanks to John. Like Daniel Luce, Wilkes-Barre, Richard Griffin, North Scranton, Jerome Holland, Kingston, James Rada, Wilkes-Barre, and Gerald Poppy Heron, Duryea, and Nicholson. Well, we also have Richard Butch Jackson, Canadensis, but formerly of Factoryville and Scranton, John Badner, Taylor, and Galen Snyder, Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order after that brief news adjournment, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our sincere and deep commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all for the balance of this hour and this morning. Somebody texted in, well, not somebody, the person who suggested it. Did you play Mary, Did You Know? And did I miss it? You missed it. Bulldog, did we play it at 10:25 or 10:30 or 9:35? Well, he's on the phone. Yeah, you missed it. And we played it in its entirety because it is so beautiful. And I thank you for doing that. By the way, my friend Tom from Clark Summit says, Bob, so I hear that Kamala wants a marble head of herself placed in the Capitol. Why don't we compromise and see if we can make a chia pet instead? I think that is eminently reasonable. Let's do a chia pet. A Kamala chia pet. I think it would sell. What a great thing. Cabinet guy wants to know if Omar committed immigration fraud. Why wasn't she deported? Well, let's see. I would love to see them try to. She is a disgrace. She's an embarrassment to the United States. She's an embarrassment to this country. And I really want to know how she became worth 30 million dollars on a congressman's salary. How did this happen? How can it happen? We need to know this. Was she getting paid by NGOs and nonprofits on the side who were scamming the country out of $1 billion? How did she become worth $30 million? It's really hard to understand. Impossible to understand. By the way, guaranteed impossible to justify. If that is not criminal activity leading to that amazing amassment of wealth by sickening Ilhan Omar, I don't know what is. And Frank from Falls on the very same subject. How are you, Frank?
Good. Bob, this is driving me crazy, okay? Now, from what I understand, she wrote this legislation for this money that the Somalians got, that yep. Minnesota got. Now, is this true or not?
I don't know if she wrote the legislation. I'm sure she was part of it through her House committee, because remember, during that time, the Democrats were in charge of the House.
Right, and thank you. But now, my opinion, she's not intelligent enough to write legislation of this nature. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Well, you have aides with you that do it. And remember, each committee that you're on also has staffers.
Now, is there a paper trail for these people that wrote this stuff that benefited her from $65,000 to $30 million? I understand.
I hope they are looking into it deeply, Frank. They've got to look into this deeply. This woman should be kicked out of the country and out of the Congress.
100%. Another quick point now. In my opinion, it's not fair to pay congressmen $170,000. These people control millions of dollars. A union plumber can make $170,000. I feel they're never going to let this inside trading stuff go. I think it's just a perk. I mean, that's just my opinion. I feel
it always has been. You are exactly right. It always has been a perk.
That is true. But maybe if you pay them better, they won't do that. I don't know. I don't know.
There is, especially on the Democrat side, there is a collection of people that make the bar in Star Wars look normal Democrats in the House. It's unreal.
Bob, I moved here full-time in 89. I did meet you a couple times, but that's me that here and there. And my mom still lives in Brooklyn. I made over Joe's at the lake house, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's right. Now I know. Okay.
But I can't get her out of there.
Now out of Brooklyn.
Mandami guy. Yes. Now this Mandami guy, she has. My dad was a smart guy and he bought some real estate. They try to pass a law that if she doesn't list it with the city first, anything over three families, then you're going to pay a $30,000. Now they will decide in 6 months if they want your property for low housing people.
Oh my God.
This is insane. And if you don't do it, and some people can't hold on for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then 6 months, like, this is, I'm telling you, the stuff that this guy is doing is scary. When I go and visit her, the dirty looks that I get, I'm not going to say who, what, when, or where, but it's getting scary. Honest to God, it's unbelievable.
And you know what, Frank? The things that, like, the Biden administration did that were the worst, insidious, they were things that didn't get a lot of publicity. Something like this under Mamdani and the lunatic council in the city of New York, they're going to destroy and rot the city out, and they're not going to get a lot of attention.
But there is a group keeping an eye on him. You must be aware of it. Thank God for a Jewish group. I forget what they're called. Look, you know more than me, Bob. You're a smart guy. Come on. There's some kind of watchdog Jewish group.
No, I've heard of them. I've heard of them. There's a lot of people watching, but the council is so stacked by absolute lunatics that they could pass anything.
Disgusting. My mom is an elderly person. She has gotten littering tickets for people dropping newspapers in front of her building. Mm. But she has time to fight them. The average guy just pays the bill.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Bob, thank you so much. This got to get investigated. And the people, how about the people that took the autistic money? Yep. They get booted out too?
They should. They really should. I'll tell you what,
American citizen.
And Frank, let me say this. I have full confidence that whatever can be done will be done under this administration.
Right.
This FBI
but they can't
leadership.
Roadblock Minnesota, they cannot roadblock them, can they?
No. No, they can't.
Oh, because I'm watching these guys. It's an a guy yesterday with the National Guardsman. Oh, that was an accident.
I played that idiot. He was one of the clowns on the January 6th committee. He's a complete ass.
Wow, I don't know what to do. We got to do something, Bob.
We got to get our fellow normal people to vote against these lunatic Democrats. That's all we have to do. It's not that hard.
You're right, sir. You have to see the light, brother.
All right, Frank. Thank you.
I'll see you again at the lake.
Thank you, man. Great talking to you.
Thank you, brother.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Hey, Senator Dave McCormick, he has introduced legislation. And by the way, this is important to start looking at. Essentially, how do we handle a market disruption if China attacks Taiwan? I'm talking, he's got a bunch of other things. My man Mark Mayer sent me two other items of things he's doing, meaning our guy Dave McCormick. What a tremendous leader. I'm telling you, it's not too early to start saying, start considering him for VP or president, Dave McCormick. I'm telling you. He's fantastic. He's thinking forward. He's got common sense. He's got combat military experience, combat experience, West Point graduate, long before it had its moments of wokeness. Great stuff, Dave McCormick. Hey, we've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return after these messages.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's Kent Matthews, local artist. Snow on a Christmas morning. We're playing him every day, along with another local artist from Jessup, Robert Miko. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Bugzar says, Alex at Picardo's helped me out. Awesome experience at Picardo's. Found a great watch for my honey. I hope it's not a secret and I'm blowing it. And he said I was there last night. Alex did. Yeah, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Cutie got some cute little, very inexpensive baubles that people are going to love. Yeah, in any event. Gary from Mill City, he's with us. How are you, Gary?
Good, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I was reading yesterday where the House passed the defense bill. And we were talking a week or two ago about why Republicans lose when the president isn't on the ballot.
Yeah.
Once again, Republican control, 100 Democrats voted for it, 3,000 pages, lots of it pork, that belongs nowhere near a defense bill.
Mm-hmm.
That is why Republicans lose. Your previous caller, no bill reining in these Congress people on their inside trading. Omar, the woman from the Somalian from Minnesota, $65,000 was her net worth, and I believe it's 3 years she's worth $20
million? $30
million. Where'd the money come from?
Yep. I hope we were talking about this at the top of the hour. I said, I played a clip from Jesse Waters, and I said, I really, truly hope that they are doing a deep dive to find out where she got her money. This is insane.
The problem with these deep dives, Bob, and Cash Patel was one of, I was sort of upset it took President Trump that long to appoint him to a space, the FBI. The man wrote a book on the Russian collusion. He was the top investigator, I believe, for the Senate, the House or the Senate, on the Russian collusion. He knows all the bad actors. He knows everything that was done. We are 10 months in to this administration, and we have Comey, and he's the only one that the court threw it out.
Yes.
We have these rogue judges that are going against the Supreme Court, told the federal courts they have no jurisdiction in a lot of this stuff, and they ignore
Gary, I can feel the frustration in your voice, but you've got to be patient. I mean, there is so much going on. You're a one-armed paper hanger when you jump in, and you're going against a bureaucracy that opposes what you're doing on top of everything. So I think they're making remarkable progress.
I think they're making progress, yes. But I believe after President Trump's first term and the lack of any help from the large majority of Republicans, people are frustrated because we've lived through this already. And it seems like this is take two. We now have Ted Cruz giving the Democrat line, we're going to get hammered in the midterms because of affordability. Now, for 4 years of Joe Biden with unprecedented inflation.
Well, we know it's bull spit. We know it's bull spit. I know it.
And we have Ted Cruz taking the Democrat line.
Well, I don't take it that way. I take it, Gary, that he's saying we better start talking about it, because whether we like it or not, whether it's true or not, we better address it, because people's perceptions are their reality. And I don't know personally how anyone could blame high prices on the Trump administration. I think you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to think that that's the case. But just one example, and I'll keep trotting it out because it's important. 58% of one survey said that gas prices had gone up. That's how bad the media cacophony is. It's unbelievable. And everybody knows gas prices have gone down. It's insane.
That is the stupidity of the American people.
Yep.
That is a lack of going out. It's not even a lack, Bob. You buy gas.
I know. It's idiocy.
People complained about
But think of this. 50% of the people voted for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. How stupid are they? You know what I mean? There's nothing that you can do. In other words, you're fighting against the reality of who people are, how inattentive they are, and the idiotic information that they're absorbing and believing. And with that backdrop, the media, the whole package, the academia, nonprofits, foundations, with that background, we've got to just win. We got to save the country for ourselves, obviously, for normal people, but we have to save them from themselves.
Real quick, my last thing is, I believe you are much too generous to Democrats when you say that lots of them don't follow this, because if you're voting Democrat, don't agree with this. If you're voting Democrat, you are voting for the train wreck that's happening in this country.
Yep.
You are voting for it. The Democrat, Gavin Newsom's big speech yesterday is he wants to see a lot more transgender kids.
Yeah,
that's his vision of America.
He's sick. He's mentally ill.
You're a Democrat and you vote for that, you are as sick as he is. Thank you for your time. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. You too. Hey, we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, will return.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga, friend of the veterans. And we get to talk about Basiliga Hospitality today as we head into the weekend. Three of the best bar restaurants you'll ever go to. And you'll see when you go there. And you'll know if you've already been. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern, the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Fine dining? Yep. Old world charm oozing from every orifice at the Stegmeyer Mansion. It's like dining in Newport, Rhode Island. Aterra 519, a modern take. It's understated Manhattan. It's gorgeous. The service, the food. I get to go there tonight and then go to Sergei's, the nightclub, where they're celebrating Frank Sinatra's birthday tonight with my friend Chris DiMatteo. Can't wait. Richard Butch Jackson. He was from Canadensis, but formerly of Factoryville and Scranton. We lost him at the age of 75, November 23rd. He was surrounded by family when he passed. Burial with military honors by the AMVETS Honor Guard at Fairview Memorial Park, Elmhurst Township. John Badner of Taylor. Sadly preceded in death by his wife, Margaret Sherpron Badner, who he lost in 2004. Galen Snyder, Army veteran, longtime Dana Corp employee from Bloomsburg. We lost him November 12th. Born in Cleveland, one of seven children. He was raised and educated in the Numidia area. He entered the U.S. Army in 1962 and served us honorably for 2 years. For many years, he was employed at Dana Corp in Berwick. He enjoyed hunting, fishing, camping. He leaves behind a brother and sisters, numerous nieces and nephews. His survived by a daughter, Gail, and a granddaughter, Courtney. Other family members survived. Galen Snyder, 86 years old when he passed. Our veterans, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality Group. Storm Tracker 16, forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker today, morning clouds, then partly sunny, high of 30. It's 27 as I speak outside the studios. Tonight, increasing clouds, low 20. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of late day snow showers, high 32. Sunday, cloudy with morning snow flurries, high 23 degrees. I don't know if this is true. It was posted on Instagram by Temp 2165. Robert De Niro apparently regrets backing communist Mamdani. You heard the South Park that we played. I hope you did. In our opening of the program at 9 o'clock this morning. And his taxes are reportedly going up more than $3 million a year because of this ass Mondani. And do I care? Not one whit. De Niro deserves every slap in the face he can get. But he says, I already pay more than my fair share. I don't think it's very fair. He's considering selling his Tribeca penthouse and moving to Boca Raton full time. Oh, my God. That's called getting hoisted on your own petard. That's what that's called. How great is that? Robert Allen Maiko, Christmas lights on Church Street. He's from Jessup, and he means the great Church Street in Jessup. Wow, that's great. Hey, this weekend, there's another holiday pop-up at the Scranton Public Market at the Marketplace at Steamtown. And Kristen Powers from Basiliga Hospitality is with us to tell us a little bit more. How are you, dear?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
So noon to 5, we have another great event at the second floor at the Marketplace at Steamtown.
Yep. So we are finishing off this year's pop-up series with another holiday market, and it's tomorrow, 12 to 5 p.m., it's over 50 vendors, so we'll be in the main room, which is the old food court, but then also like spilling into the second floor hallway of the Marketplace at Steamtown. There's over 50 vendors, lots of handmade things. Another thing that we added this time is a mini makers section, which is it's about a half a dozen kids that are selling their ware. So like little budding entrepreneurs. Yeah,
How neat is that? That is great.
Yeah, and then another kid feature is the Abington Choir will be there from 2 to 3 p.m. singing holiday music, which will be fantastic. Yeah.
You know what's so nice about having the kids there selling their stuff? You bring your kids, they're going to get inspired. They're going to say, I could do that too.
Exactly.
Oh, and it's such
I know, it's a great way to like be inspired, have life skills, and learn these things, even just like connecting with other people and then counting the money, all of that. It's a great time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So 12 to 5 tomorrow, second floor of the Marketplace at Steamtown, free parking underneath. It can't get better than that, and I know it's getting bigger and better every year. How about that?
Yeah, we're super excited. Santa will also be there noon to 5. He's on the first floor, and then there'll be a special appearance by the Grinch. He'll be upstairs from 2 to 4 p.m.
Well, you got to love the Grinch, you know?
Yes.
Well, and you know, it's funny. We only love the Grinch because he lost.
Or did he win? I don't know.
Well, really I know what you mean. But he, you know, he didn't stop Christmas, and that's the only reason we love him. He got
his heart grew, though.
Oh, great.
And if any of your listeners like jazz, there's a great jazz band providing live music noon to 2, made up of Jacob Cole, Mark Woodyatt, Nick Driscoll, and John Ventry. And then we have a guitar player, Greg Kondrat, from 3 to 5.
I'm telling you, Kristen, that's why these events and the pop-up at the Marketplace of Steamtown has been growing and growing and growing. You got every aspect covered. It's just fun. It's active. It's alive. There's places to shop. Really neat. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so you could come down, grab some lunch from one of the anchor vendors that's there, and some of the pop-up vendors will be having lunch as well. Listen to the live music, have a beer or drink from Betty's Bar and Grill, and do your shopping as well. So it's family friendly, it's fun, and you could hang out for a little bit. You don't have to just come and go.
Marketplace at Steamtown, the place to be tomorrow, noon to 5. Thank you very much, Kristen Powers. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Hey, we got to take a break, but quickly. Somebody said, good morning, Bob. You should care about De Niro. That story needs to be shared daily to try to educate those who believe that people like Mamdani are the answer to our challenges. You're right. You are exactly right. And by the way, somebody pointed out, I had seen it in the news. I almost can't believe it. The criminal, illegal alien, wife beater, one of these lunatic left-wing judges, supposedly released him. Now, I don't know if that's on appeal, if that's a final decision of some sort. Are we going crazy? I just don't get it. I don't get it. A trafficker, human trafficker. This is insane. And somebody pointed out on our own news that they're calling him the Maryland man, the Maryland dad. Wow. Insanity. That's why you need the Club for Common Sense. We'll be. This is Jeff Buckley's version of Hallelujah from 1993. Somebody takes in, how nice of you to note today's feast, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amazing, because the word Guadalupe refers to one crushing the head of a snake, the devil. She that crushes. Perfect bookend to Monday's feast, showing Mary's adversary portrayed as a snake. That prayer of Mother Teresa today, good one too. Keep praying for conversion, ongoing conversion, what spiritual life is all about. You keep praying. I will. Somebody said, I can't tell the difference between Pie Man and Sid, but I love them both. Not somebody, the electrician said it. Well, as we continue, we're going to finish with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas from, well, it was the most played song in 2024. We'll see how that goes, but especially on this date. Quickly, and my man Nikki DeSanto sent me this, these next two. It says, don't wait to be happy. The perfect moment will never come. Make the most of the one you're in. Health is everything. You only realize it when it starts to fade. Cherish and protect it now. Number three, time doesn't come back. Spend it with people who make your soul feel light. Number four, call your parents. One day you'll reach for the phone and wish you could. Number five, say, I love you more. Don't let ego hold back what your heart wants to say. Number six, memories versus money. No one remembers the car you drove, just the laughter you shared. Number seven, let go of the grudges. You're not punishing them. You're only hurting yourself. Number eight, stop waiting. Start that dream. Take that trip. Hug that person. Life doesn't pause. Number nine, people forget words, but they never forget how you made them feel. Number 10, you're never too old to love again, to start over, to change, and to grow. And as we head into the weekend, you know, you think of this horrendous machete attack in Scranton. We remember the thin blue line that's separating us from this mayhem. Hopefully, we need them. And the policeman's prayer again from Nikki DeSanto. Lord, bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat. Protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all. Guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge. Protect them from harm. Always keep them safe and in your loving arms. And outside the Bloomsburg American Legion, as we mention our veterans one last time, there's a beautiful granite stone. I'll add a couple of words, but it says, what is a veteran? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. And thanks to John Basiliga, we honor veterans today like Daniel Luce, Wilkes-Barre, Richard Griffin, North Scranton, Jerome Holland, Kingston, James Rada, Wilkes-Barre, Gerald Poppy Heron, Duryea and Nicholson, Richard Butch Jackson, Canadensis, Factoryville and Scranton, John Badner, Taylor, and Galen Snyder, Bloomsburg. Remember what they did for all of us. Well, I tell you, and we try to finish the show with this great poem by Norma Cornette Merrick. We found it in the obituary for my friend's mom. Her name was Doreen Goryeb. It's called Tomorrow Never Comes. Reach out this weekend if you can. Friend, family, whatever. If I knew it would be the last time I'd see you walk out the door, I'd give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I would spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you, and I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Guys, great to be with you all week and particularly today. God willing, I'll be with you Monday morning right at 9:05. But in the meantime, have a nice, peaceful, safe weekend, and we will gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Meeting adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.